Good morning, I'm Mark Purcell, and this is Cincinnati Edition. Renowned food writer Michael Pollan has written books about where our food comes from and how we eat it. His newest book examines how we prepare food. He'll talk about Cooked, A Natural History of Transformation, a little bit later. Also this morning, you'll learn about summer exhibits and happenings at the Barringer Crawford Museum in DeVue Park. It's Children's Mental Health Awareness Month. This effort seeks to make people more aware of the importance of children's mental health. Marianne Zalesnik talks with Hamilton County Mental Health and Recovery Services Vice President of Clinical Services, Diana McIntosh, and Project Director for Journey to Successful Living, Carolyn Jones.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Glad to have you both here today. Let's start out talking about what Journey is. That's one of the programs that you're all working on. And Carolyn, we'll start with you if you can just describe what the program is.
Thank you, Marianne. Journey to Successful Living is a program for transition age youth who are 14 to 21 with experiencing serious mental health challenges. Journey is a grant-funded program. We are in the fourth of 6 years of this grant opportunity under the federal program called SAMHSA, which is Substance Abuse Mental Health Services program. The program provides evidence-based practices which have been proven to be effective with this population and helping them to achieve independent living, self-sufficiency, and helping them to transition to adulthood.
How serious a problem is mental health, are mental health issues for children?
Mental health issues for children are very serious, and we have some facts and some data that we can share with you regarding that. Adolescents who transition to adulthood who have serious mental illness are 3 times more likely to be involved in criminal activity than adolescents without an illness. A lot of our youth struggle academically with achievement in schools. And we also know that they experience significant percentages higher in homelessness, again, criminal activity. Oftentimes, they find themselves struggling at that age in bridging life skills from the point of leaving services as a child to entering services as an adult. And so what Journey tries to do is strengthen that bridge so that they are able to gain the skills that they need to take on adult roles when they turn 18 years of age.
Diana?
Unfortunately, 1 in 5 children do experience mental health challenges. And over a lifetime, that statistic is a little staggering when you think that 1 in 5 do.
And what types of things constitute a mental health issue? I think that parents who are raising children, and especially when they get into that puberty stage and high school stage and that area when they're trying to be an adult, you see a lot of behavior that you might wonder, is this truly normal or is this a sign of a mental illness? And how do you know?
I think there are a few ways of picking up signs. Certainly, if you see your youth behave in a way that's different than what you're accustomed to them doing, then that would be a clue to start observing more closely. And those could include things like isolating themselves more, going to their rooms more often, not wanting to spend time with friends that they normally did. Sometimes youth will suddenly not be interested in things that they were normally interested in doing. They like their video games, and suddenly they don't have as much interest in that particular activity. Those would all be signs that something may be happening with that youth that seeking treatment, seeking help could be very helpful to them.
And does this start out even at the very young ages and preschool and the, you know, the primary grades as well as into middle school and high school?
Yes, I think there are patterns as you looking at the younger children where patterns of behavior might change. You might see an increase in anger, impulse control kinds of things. And then as they get older, it manifests itself maybe in low academic achievement where their grades suddenly drop or significant behavioral changes in the classroom and acting out some aggression. So, yes.
When a parent notices something like that, or maybe even a sibling, what should they do? What do they do to try to help with the problem?
I think one of the first things that they should do is be aware that they're not alone. I think often parents think, oh my gosh, sometimes they feel embarrassed by it. Mental illness, mental challenges do have stigma attached. And so sometimes they're a little concerned about talking to anyone about it. So the first thing I would say is that 1 in 5 families are experiencing this. You're not alone. There are several resources in our community. Journey to Successful Living is one. We have Mental Health Access Point, which is 558-8888, which is a 1 access point number that they can call and get some help. There are other resources that we have, 281 Care. We have NAMI, which is a family group that helps families to know what direction to go in. So there are a lot of local resources that are very helpful.
You brought up an interesting part, and it's sort of that stigma. You know, if a person has a physical illness, whether it be a broken arm or, I don't know, acid reflux even, or just something minor like that, you go to a doctor and you get it taken care of. When it comes to mental illness, for some reason, it's not viewed the same way. And do you find that to be a big issue to get people to recognize it?
Oh, absolutely. Stigma is probably a major issue among people who are experiencing, and sometimes they will not seek treatment because of the stigma. I think that in Journey to Successful Living and with other programs of the Mental Health and Recovery Services Board, we are very much aware of the need to better educate people, the general public, to make them aware that mental health is similar to other illnesses in that it requires treatment, it can be successfully treatment, and people can lead relatively normal lives. So educating people around mental illnesses will help diminish some of the stigma around treatment services.
Is it curable, or is it something that people live with from then on?
I would say that it is an illness that a lot of people do have to learn skills, learn coping skills, learn that some people have to take medication. And so some people will have to use those skills and take medicines for the rest of their lives. There are others whose recovery is in a maintenance level, and some people may experience an acute depression. And once they're treated, they may not need to take medications, but they may be watchful of themselves and say, when I begin to isolate myself, that's a clue to me that I need to be out with friends. I need to force myself to do some things to help myself feel better. So unfortunately, I wouldn't say that mental illness always has a cure. There are some people, just like some people have diabetes for the rest of their life, and they have to take medicine. There will be some people with a mental illness that will have to do that as well. But as Carolyn said, they can still go on and lead productive lives.
And perfectly functional, and not debilitating. Yes. in all cases, certainly.
And not in all cases. Recovery is very possible for all people.
You talked about the 1 in 5 people with a mental illness issue. Do you find that number has grown over the years, or has it been consistent?
I would say that it has grown some, although statistically we're better at capturing that too. And as you know, with all statistics, some people would say because there's a stigma attached, there may be even be more people than we project. I think the other thing about the 1 in 5 is that at least people are acknowledging that it is an illness and that there can be hope and that people can receive treatment.
And if people do need help or want guidance, where do you suggest they go?
As Diana spoke earlier, we have a point of entry to the public mental health services system, and that is Mental Health Access Point. The number is 558-8888. If you call, if families want to call that number, they can get information about what services are available to them, and MAP will help them in terms of giving them that information and helping them get connected to services.
Thank you so much for joining me today.
Thank you.
Hamilton County Mental Health and Recovery Services Vice President of Clinical Services Diana McIntosh and Project Director for Journey to Successful Living Carolyn Jones talking with WVXU's Mary Ann Zalesnik. This is Cincinnati Edition.